This is an ABC podcast.
This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type into one tenth of the
world. G'day, g'day. It's Dr. K. Now, today we dive into the very deep mysteries of the subatomic. Specifically, we'll continue exploring where mass comes from. And we'll go looking in very, very small things. Now, last time we took a look at one of the parts inside an atom, an unusual particle we call a proton. We heard that a proton is made up of three smaller particles called quarks. But, now this is weird, the mass of these quarks makes up only about 9% of the mass of the proton. So, where does the other 91% of the mass of the proton come from? Well, it seems to come from the fact that mass and energy are really the same thing. Now, you've probably heard of Einstein's famous equation, E equals mc squared. The E stands for energy, m stands for mass, while c is a really big number, the speed of light, which is around 300,000 kilometers per second. Importantly, this equation tells us that energy and mass are different sides of the same coin. In fact, energy is mass that has been liberated and set free to run around. But on the other hand, mass is just energy that has calmed down enough to stay in one spot. Mass is just coagulated energy. The bottom line is this: energy and mass are interchangeable. And this gives us some clues as to where all that hidden mass of a proton might be. Now remember that the proton has three quarks inside it, which account for 9% of its mass. But there's something else holding these quarks together inside the proton, stopping them from escaping. They're held together by the action of the strong force. And rather predictably, it is the strongest of the four known forces in fundamental physics. The strong force uses things called gluons, which kind of glue the quarks together. A proton's three quarks are held together by exchanging these gluons. But these gluons have another unusual property. Strangely enough, gluons also spontaneously turn into quarks and then back into gluons. And they do this all the time. This is just one of the many weird things that very, very small things can do. And these interactions are described by the mind-bending laws of quantum mechanics. Apparently, in this seemingly magical quantum land, you can create pairs of particles out of nothing, and then turn them back into nothing, providing you do it within a short enough time. So, gluons can actually decay into a pair of quarks, specifically a quark and an antiquark. Because these two are opposites, they add up to nothing. But also, because they are opposites, they can annihilate each other and turn back into a gluon. Yeah, I know, it's crazy. So, according to all of this, what does the inside of a proton look like then? Well, we already know that there are three quarks. But there are also gluons streaming between these three quarks. And there are gluons spontaneously turning into pairs of quarks and then back into gluons again. In other words, the inside of a proton is a seething quantum soup of lots of gluons and many pairs of quarks winking into and out of existence. Sure, averaged out over time, there are only three quarks, two ups and one down, but in reality there are dozens of quarks popping in and out of existence all the time. All of this activity is what gives a proton the majority of its energy, and as we heard earlier, energy is interchangeable with mass. So this is where a proton's missing mass comes from. Now, previously, before I'd read up on this and actually talked to real physicists, I thought of the inside of a proton as a simple, stationary object. But it's actually a dynamic object, with all of this quantum fluctuation stuff happening inside. As you can imagine, it's incredibly difficult to calculate exactly where all this energy or mass is inside a proton. But physicists have come up with something called lattice quantum chromodynamics to try and do just that. According to their calculations, 9% of the mass of the proton comes from the actual mass of the three quarks. Next, 32% of the mass of the proton comes from the energy of the quarks bouncing around inside the proton. About 36% of the mass of a proton comes from gluons, these particles that have no mass. Their job, holding quarks together, involves a lot of energy. And this energy then appears as mass. And the final 23% of the mass of the proton comes from weird quantum effects due to quarks and gluons interacting with each other. Wow, that was hard. So, why do we care about all of this? Well, first, understanding what makes up the physical world around us is actually a reasonably important project. But second, I find it personally useful to know that while Christmas pudding, like the rest of our material world, feels reasonably solid, it's mostly empty space. Much of its mass comes from ghostly ethereal interactions. And that leaves me feeling a little less guilty about digging in for seconds.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. You can discover more ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.